Good morning. A dry start to the day with high pressure in control. Areas of dense fog have been forming during the overnight hours in spots, but other locations will enjoy a fair amount of sunshine to start the day. This will take our temperatures off the morning lows, which had settled back into the 20s and lower 30s, and push them back through the 30s and into the 40s during the course of the morning. Temperatures will continue to climb into the 50s this afternoon, although clouds will increase and thicken with a wave of low pressure heading in our direction. The low pressure center will touch off scattered showers through the middle of the day and a steadier rain later this afternoon for the ride home, which will last into the evening hours. Overnight tonight, the showers will begin to break up and it'll be mostly dry but also mostly cloudy, with temperatures dropping back into the 40s. As we get into the day tomorrow, a front stalled out over the region will establish itself, producing mostly cloudy skies. There is the risk of a couple of showers during the day, but mostly dry, and a wide range of temperatures across the region from north to south. On the cooler side of the front, closer to the Canadian border, high temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 40s to around 50. South of the front and closer to the coast, temperatures will be in the lower to mid 60s tomorrow. Most of the region in between, especially along the I-90 corridor, will settle into the upper 50s for afternoon highs. A wave of low pressure will ride along the front on Friday night and Saturday with scattered showers, especially north of that front. But on Saturday, the temperature contrast will be even sharper, with highs reaching only into the upper 30s to around 40 near the Canadian border on Saturday afternoon, while surging well into the 70s in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Right in between, high temperatures will be right around the 60-degree mark along I-90 on Saturday. As we get into the day on Sunday, a stronger area of low pressure will approach with a good chance of showers. We'll be on the cooler side of the front across the region, and high temperatures will stay in the 40s. A wave of low pressure will approach during the day on Monday as well, with a steadier rain and high temperatures around the 50-degree mark. Cooler air will flow in behind this system with highs back into the 40s and a few rain or snow showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a late season winter storm is developing over the Rockies and Intermountain West, and this will be the main weather maker as we head into the end of the work week and into the upcoming weekend. Moderate to heavy snow is expected for the central and northern Rockies through tonight, and then it'll spread eastward across the northern plains and the upper Midwest, where winter storm watches are in effect. The main surface low is forecast to track from Colorado toward Iowa, with widespread 6 to 12-inch snowfall amounts likely across northern Nebraska, much of South Dakota, and western Minnesota, with blizzard conditions possible at times. Another impressive facet of this event will be the potential for freezing rain from southern Minnesota to northern lower Michigan, which is quite unusual for this late in the season. The same storm system is expected to produce heavy rain from eastern Texas to western Kentucky, with the potential for 1 to 3 inches of rain through early in the weekend. A few areas across Louisiana and Arkansas could get over 3 inches based on the latest computer models. In addition to the heavy rain, an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms will be in the area on Friday from northeastern parts of Texas to Missouri as moist and unstable air moves north from the Gulf of Mexico. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 14 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 26, 79% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.06 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, a few rain showers, lower 60s, Boston increasing clouds in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 50 degrees, the low 21, the average temperature 36, that's 10 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.4 inches of snow for the month, which is 1.1 inches above normal, and 77.3 inches for the season, which is 18.1 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 36. The record high, 84, set in 1977, and the record low, 13, in 1874. Sunrise this morning, 6:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:34 p.m. 13 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds and breezy with rain likely this afternoon and highs in the upper 40s. More rain this evening, dry but mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds and breezy with rain likely this afternoon with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. More rain this evening, dry but mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the middle and upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and breezy with rain likely this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid 50s. Rain this evening, mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds and breezy with rain likely this afternoon and highs in the mid-50s. More rain this evening, dry but mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds and breezy with rain likely this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Rain this evening, drying out overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, upper 50s. Showers likely north of I-90 Saturday, more sunshine to the south where highs will reach into the 70s, north of I-90 and closer to the Canadian border, mid-40s to upper 50s for highs on Saturday. Cloudy with showers in the 40s on Sunday, a steadier, perhaps heavier rain Monday near 50, scattered rain and snow showers Tuesday back into the lower 40s, and a mix of sun and clouds lower 50s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.